I pointed out before, I think, too, that this does have a good bibliography in the beginning. A lot of the basic works, like the Arthurian Encyclopedia, which we do have. They mentioned Geoffrey of Monmouth, the History of the Kings of Britain, which were mentioned in the documentaries we saw. And as you can leaf through here, you can see a lot of material. Another work by Owen, for example, over at the end, The Evolution of the Grail Legend, which is kind of interesting. I don't know, too, how much you figured out this book, but over on page 497 and 98 in the back, there's a glossary of technical and archaic terms, so that's a good place to put a paperclip if you come across things. Now, not everything's there. For example, maybe you all knew what the word scourge was today. I figured if I didn't look it up, somebody would ask me. We've used it more as a noun, you know, the scourge of the West, which means kind of the evil character. But actually, if you look it up, the first meaning of a scourge is a whip. And so when the dwarf is beating Eric with a scourge, it's basically sounds like a whip that, you know, knots have been tied in or something, which is just slicing him up. So there are terms there. And then there are notes in the back in each of these works, starting right after that on page 499. And whenever they have an asterisk in the text, it means there's a note on that. And to be quite frank, that's not how I read them. What I tend to do is say, okay, I'm going to read to, let's see, I'm supposed to read to page 30 today. That's line 2000. I go back and read all the notes. And so I know the additional information they're giving me, and then go read the text. It's easier than leaping back and forth, or you can do it both ways. You can read them ahead of time, read the text, and then go back and read the notes again. But the notes give you some insight, and I tell you, they give me some insight. I say, oh, that's a good question. You know, that's a real good comment. And so they're definitely worth reading.